This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. Whether it's radio, stand-up, or driving a cab, people say he stinks. Host of Fox Across America, Jimmy Failla. She's my favorite Molly that's still legal. Editor-in-chief of The Federalist, Molly Hemingway. He's got the makings of a star because he's 10% hydrogen. TV writer and producer Rob Long. And she's like an overcooked steak, kind of tough and popular with fat guys. Fox News contributor Kat Tim.
Hey, sir.
Boom.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
He's one of our very own spies who steals from you when he flies. I speak of Brinton, Sam Brinton. And he likes his luggage stolen, not stored. got one laugh. New internal documents reveal Sam Brinton, Biden's sticky-fingered ex-nuclear energy official, was traveling on a secret taxpayer-funded trip when he allegedly stole a woman's suitcase and contents worth nearly $4,000 in Nevada. Yep, he's like a non-binary double agent, putting the bond in bondage. No fan of wordplay here, huh? Oh, man. And you and me paid for the whole trip, the whole thing. Brinton's Vegas trip happened in summer 2022, but it wasn't until December when he was charged with grand larceny. And he lived high on the hog, metaphorically, staying at a Hilton on the Vegas Strip and racking up almost $2,000 in charges that we, again, ended up paying for. One could say he lived like a king and a queen. So he was on some sort of top secret mission, but instead of a license to kill, he had a license to steal girdles and leggings. He looks like a kid with chemo who just mugged Mrs. Roper.
Oh, wow.
I know. But he had some great gadgets, too. Bulletproof lip gloss and a wristwatch that could tell him where the closest brunch was. Can you imagine what kind of spy Brinton would make? Don't scoff. In this day and age, maybe Sam Brinton is our new James Bond. God knows we hate the old racist, sexist one. Maybe it's time for a new 007, and it's 00 creepy.
Saving America isn't a job for one man or one woman. It takes someone that can be both or neither. Terrorists would love to get their hands on nuclear fuel, but they didn't count on this watchdog. With the help of stolen luggage, they is a master of disguise. From Los Alamos to the women's swim team, there's no place they can't go. They can even infiltrate the most competent, non-senile administration we've ever seen. They can't put they in a box, but can they put they in a jail cell? You've seen they in Pronouns Are Forever, Man with the Golden Gown, and Your Mom's Clothes. But this summer, Sam Brinton is the They Who Loved Me.
Molly, were you surprised to learn he was living high on the hog on our dime? Yeah. And is that so outrageous?
Just in general, you know, you just realize you never know anything about anyone. Like, you look at this man and you think, what a sensible, sane person. He should totally be in charge of our nuclear waste or whatever it was. You know, this is just really shocked. I think we're all shocked that this man was not as stable as he appeared to be.
No, he doesn't. I don't know.
Hey,
I
mean, you know, just because you're unstable, that doesn't mean you steal.
That's true. There's a lot of unstable people who, no, they steal.
No.
They do. They're all thieves. Jimmy.
Give it to me.
So what do you make of this? This guy actually dresses worse than you do, but at least you pay for your clothes. You go to the Goodwill and you fork down that hard-earned $3 you got from telling jokes on the subway.
You guys are taking a lot of shots at my designer tonight. And I'm not really going to stick up for him, but his CNI dog deserves better than this.
Painful.
Here's the thing, man. It's amazing to think that the one bag this administration didn't steal was cocaine.
Yes.
You know? But this is, like, part of the problem. Like, okay, when you talk about him living high in the hog, like, for real, if we were going to be constructive, he's technically at the same time flying every week for this administration. Think of how much money he saved us on baggage fees.
That's true.
It's almost like a push.
Yeah.
But this is the problem with identity politics appointments. You can't vet them because any pushback is, you know, framed as bigotry. Like, right. Oh, you're against this weirdo in a dress with a mustache. You must hate these people. And you're like, no, he has no qualifications for doing the gig. It's like the same thing that happened with Mayor Pete. Like, traditionally, if your nickname is Pothole Pete, you don't get left in charge of every road in America as transportation secretary.
Exactly.
It's like we're going to hire an education secretary named Summer School Steve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you would if he was gay because you can't criticize him.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're living, like this guy, there's a difference between Mayor Pete and this fellow. This fellow's a complete whack job. Uh-huh. But he was living his life in plain sight,
yeah.
Which was basically telling you,
yeah.
Keep away,
yeah.
Can't question me. You know, how dare you accuse me of this?
Think about this. Would you let that watch your kids? Mm. There's no chance. But he's in charge of nuclear waste management.
Kat, what do you make of this, this new information? As a libertarian, it must leave you fuming.
Well, taxes do that in general.
Yes.
I think it's fine to want to, you know, stand out and go against the grain. And clearly this person is an all eyes on me type of person. That's all fine and good. But you can't do that while also wanting to be the kind of person who wears stolen clothes.
Right.
This person is such a stupid person.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You have to choose one or the other, either a life of crime or a life in the public eye.
Right.
You can't do crimes in public.
Tell yes. Joe Biden that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That may be where they got it from.
Rob?
I don't know if you can't do crimes and be in the public. I mean, he dresses like the Joker. That was the Joker, right?
And then expect to not get caught.
Yeah, you know what he is? He is a kind of a low-rent comic book villain.
Yeah.
Like the good old days, you know, I'm gonna age myself. But Batman, you know, you had the Riddler. He wore a funny suit.
Yeah.
The Riddler wore a great suit.
Yep.
You had the Joker, obviously, which has been done to death. I preferred Cesar Romero.
Who also, I think.
Yes. Burgess Meredith as the Penguin. He had the little top hat and a monocle. Like, criminals had flair. Maybe we're on the wrong side of this.
By the way, every single one of those references really connects to the young people, Greg. That's great.
Wait, my next reference.
I want to be in the meeting where they say, look, we got this secret mission that we need to send somebody on. To be discreet about it, who do we send on the secret mission? How about the guy in the green lipstick?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of, like, what you'd think it'd be the nondescript person you sent on the secret mission, and him, you find something that's more appropriate for his
But that's
style.
That's the double agent, double think. It's like, you would never...
Hide in plain sight?
Hide in plain... You would never pick the most ostentatious, attention-seeking person. Didn't the CIA used to do that? Didn't they used to, like, use actors and people
used
that...
Used to.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I don't think they ever used the guy in a green dress and lipstick.
Well, you know what?
But then I don't know. The history of CIA is mystery to me.
You made fun of my references. Oh, do I have one for you?
Oh really?
Man.
So I keep looking at Sam Brinton, and I'm trying to figure out who he reminds me of. And then it dawned on me as a kid, this weird comic strip called Henry. Did you ever see it? Does anybody remember Henry?
Henry?
Yep. Too bad we don't have a picture of it, because that would be really helpful.
Oh,
yes.
Henry.
It's like, somebody, even the people in the control room didn't know who I was talking about.
I still have no idea who you're talking
the
about.
The creepiest.
Dude.
This is the creepiest. He was the creepiest comic
Dude.
Book character. He was mute.
Yeah.
He was young and he was bald.
But they drew him like it was Charlie Brown if he lost his mouth in an accident.
I know. No. It was. I do not understand. And by the way, this was older than Peanuts. It came out in like 1930.
Well, clearly he couldn't eat Peanuts. Look at his face.
Yes. Anyway.
I just feel like it's a, you know, he looks a little like a Matt Damon, who's made some very bad life choices.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
He has the Matt Damon face.
That dude, Sam Brinton, looks like if the person you'd see, the first person you'd see if you woke up in a basement with no idea how you got there. Mm. That's what he looks like.
You know, that's always been my dream date.
That's hot.
Yes. All right, up next, she lives another day because her fat wasn't on display. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A story in five words.
Five words. Kim's Skims saves woman's life.
Kim Kardashian saved my life. This New Year's, I got shot 4 times. The night that I got shot under my dress, I was wearing a Skims shaping bodysuit. It was so tight on me that it literally kept me from bleeding out.
Kat?
Yeah.
Hey, you've said to me many times that you felt Kim Kardashian was an American hero. Mm-hmm. But that was a gunshot survivor who says her Skims bodysuit, which was comes from the Kim Kardashian line, saved her life.
Yeah. One person claiming that Skims protected her from bullets doesn't mean it's true. Mm. But it definitely does mean that Kris Jenner is already working on getting Kim a partnership with a weapons company.
Yes.
She's probably had like 8 separate Zoom calls 100%. With weapons contractors. She's like, in search of body armor that also lifts and sculpts, Skims Warzone. Mm-hmm. You can look fire under fire. That was a great joke, but none of you have seen the Kardashians. Sorry, I don't have a comic book that was over 40 years ago.
40?
80.
Yeah. It was more like 100, by the way. It was. Molly, here's the thing. This is like, I was thinking about this, same thing. This is like lightweight body armor. It's kind of sad that we're in a time in society where we are actually thinking about creating something you can wear every day that repels bullets, but that's where we're living.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great story, and I'm really happy for this woman that her life was saved from wearing this, but I was mostly like, where is this happening? You're just randomly getting shot, walking like out on a date wearing your girdle.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. Where was it? I didn't read the story. It's
it
five words.
It was Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Turns out, yeah.
Wow. See, every city's going to hell, Rob.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it didn't repel the bullets.
No, it didn't. But
the bullets still broke her, entered her.
Yes.
It's just that the strength of the fabric held whatever was going to come tumbling out in, including, I guess, blood. I mean, I don't really understand the physics of it, except that I feel like it's probably a... You know, there are other things you can do in your life to keep from getting shot 4 times on New Year's Eve. But what I loved about it was she said, look, you can call it fate, you can call it Jesus, but I'm going to call it Kim.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And I kind of feel like every single thing wrong with America today is in that sentence right there. Like, if you ever want to know anything that's wrong, it's like you can call it fate. You can call it Jesus.
You know, imagine you're on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
You're at Shark Tank and you're facing Kevin O'Leary and you come out, you go, sharks, I was once shot in Times Square. True story, happened to me. It didn't. But anyway, but none of those stories are true on Shark Tank. I was shot on Times Square. And luckily, my girlfriend was wearing blah, blah, blah. It's like, and you come up with clothing tourniquets. And Kevin O'Leary.
Well, that's basically what that was. That's a
clothing tourniquet.
That sounds like Loan Shark Tank.
Yes.
I got beat up by the mob.
You know, we are. Oh, sorry.
No, it's all you.
We're running out of ammunition in our war in Ukraine and stuff. Maybe Kim Kardashian does have an opportunity here to blend in with the military-industrial complex.
Ooh. I agree. Ooh. Put the body in body armor.
I love it.
Put the booty in booty armor.
Kim is in the military
now.
Yeah, there's another joke in there I can't say.
Well, let's talk about the obvious point, though, okay? What she's leaving out is she only got shot because of the Skims. Because the guy spent all that money on dinner thinking she had a much better body than she did.
Oh, that is so
He's good. Like, oh, hell no! New Year's Eve, that dinner's expensive,
I
man.
I gotta say. You murder, she wrote the hell out of that story.
Thank you. There you go. Where's the justice?
That's pretty good.
That's it?
Oh, no.
Can end on that one?
I'm clearly anti-Skims. I'm more of a Spanx girl, as you could see, but... I think it's smart, because once you tag the celebrity, if it goes viral, she will get something from the Kardashians.
But I do think it's weird. It's like stories are no... I have this feeling that we've kind of given up on the idea of rolling back crime.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's now just here
just
for good.
Just something that'll make it better.
Yeah, just make some. Now we're going to make clothing that helps you deal with the crime.
Yeah.
Rather than just fight the crime.
Yeah.
And it's like, you listen, that DA today, I think it was in San Francisco, said her job wasn't to fight crime. Huh. Her job was to reform justice. So they were perfectly okay
In Oakland, where they said, like, try having better reinforcement of your front doors to stop thefts. It's like, that's not how this is supposed to work.
That's the better example. Yeah, what's your problem? You know, okay, your doors are weak.
Right.
If only everyone in San Francisco had your door.
Yes.
Doors are weak and your underwear is all loose and floppy. Pull yourself together.
Come on.
It's America.
You don't even want to live.
Hold yourself in with spandex and Lycra.
But like, all right, but if we were going to just talk about this on like a serious level, there's no way this did anything. Okay,
no, of course
I understand
not.
It's tighter. Okay, you've all seen like gunshot scenarios and crime on the street. Think of like Lee Harvey Oswald when he got shot in the stomach. They weren't like, is there a spandex in the house?
Yes.
You're getting shot. It's a bad thing, guys. Don't listen to Skims.
That's a really good message to today's youth.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think? We are out of time. Thanks to Jimmy Failla, Molly Hemingway, Rob Longcat, Tim, our studio audience, producers, and I was Ruby Dress Gallagher. Thanks, I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.